It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday broke a month-long silence on the Ukraine crisis. He accused the United States and its allies of ignoring Moscow's security concerns. Putin said the U.S. was trying to pull Russia into war as a pretext for imposing harsh sanctions to, quote, contain Russia's development. He then added that Moscow was willing to continue diplomatic talks. Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, as the U.S. awaited a response on a proposal for negotiations on trimming Russia's demands. Moscow has, of course, fueled invasion fears by positioning 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. They want NATO to bar Ukraine from joining the alliance and roll back its expansion in Eastern Europe. Here at home, Black History Month began on Tuesday on as ugly a note as you'd expect at a time when the party of Reagan is pushing a move toward erasing huge swaths of U.S. history, more specifically, anything dealing with slavery. Or like here in Florida, anything that might make white people feel bad. Well, now 19 HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, received bomb threats over the last 48 hours, disrupting everything. Southern University, Spelman College, Howard University, Albany State University, Bethune-Cookman University, and Bowie State University were just some of those that received bomb threats, prompting lockdowns and shelter-in-place orders. Classes were canceled and university operations were temporarily suspended to assess the situation. The FBI and local authorities are investigating to determine the credibility of the threats. Meanwhile, students are trying to figure out how to deal with this. Here in Florida, the governor is refusing to condemn the Nazis who showed their ignorance and hate last weekend in Orlando. Instead, DeSantis is choosing to blame Democrats, accusing them of staging the demonstrations.
These Democrats who are trying to use this as some type of political issue to try to smear me as if I had something to do with it, we're not playing their game.
Opposite world indeed. On the COVID front, children younger than 5 here in the U.S. could soon be receiving COVID-19 vaccinations. Pfizer and BioNTech are requesting emergency use authorization for their two-dose vaccine for children aged 6 months to 5 years. They expect to complete the submission process in the next few days. It'll then be reviewed by the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee on February 15th. The vaccine is already authorized for use in people as young as 5, and the approval would be the first COVID-19 vaccine available for the youngest children. Since the start of the pandemic, at least 11.4 million kids have tested positive for COVID-19, with over 3.5 million cases reported in January alone. Well, this is concerning. The Associated Press is reporting that Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch is speaking this weekend at the Florida chapter of the Federalist Society's annual meeting, which is being held at Walt Disney World. The Federalist Society is the conservative legal group that boosted Gorsuch's Supreme Court candidacy. Gorsuch is billed as the banquet speaker on Friday, and here's the kicker. No press is allowed. Let me repeat that. No press is allowed. This two-day meeting will also feature former Vice President Mike Pence, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, as well as a session billed The End of Roe v. Wade that'll be moderated by a federal judge appointed by the former guy. So I ask, WTF? While they're in Florida, they should check in on the plight of the manatee. Conservation groups sued the federal government Tuesday over last year's record manatee deaths, saying the government failed to follow the law by designating protected habitat for the manatees. Hundreds of them starved to death on Florida's East Coast last year, mostly due to the loss of seagrass in the polluted Indian River Lagoon, that famine leading to a record number of deaths, with more than 1,100 dying from starvation, boat strikes, cold stress, and other causes. In other uplifting news, it's Groundhog Day, and according to tradition, we'll get 6 more weeks of winter if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow. Well, the rodent emerged from his hole, and there was that pesky shadow. So, forecasts are showing a powerful storm brewing that threatens to bring a potentially crippling combination of snow and ice across much of the country. Winter storm watches and warnings now stretch from the Mexican border to Canada, including major cities like, Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis, and Dallas, with a foot or more of snow forecast in parts of the Midwest and the Ohio Valley through tomorrow. Temperatures will drop, 20 to 30 degrees below average. And finally, after almost 2 years of being called the Washington football team, after owner Dan Snyder was forced to change the 81-year-old racist moniker, they finally announced their new name Tuesday morning.
What is the new team name?
Doug, what is it?
We are the Commanders.
We are the Commanders.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
That's right.
That's it? The Commanders? Isn't Commander the name of the Biden's new puppy? Way to honor the current president, Dan Snyder. Let's go, Biden. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.